Hi, Gratitude Seeker. This is a really special episode because in partnership with the 365 Gratitude Journal app, we're rewarding the people that for more than 29 days have written every day in their Gratitude Journal app. Maintaining this positive habit can be really tricky, and we want to motivate people to keep going and to use gratitude to change their lives. We even have an award for this. It's called the Circle of Joy Award, and it's given monthly to one person that has exceeded 30 days of gratitude journaling. This month's winner is Nels Sandel. He has written in his gratitude journal for the past 120 plus days, every single day. I think that's amazing, and his story is even more amazing. But first, a word from our sponsors. If you suffer from restless leg syndrome, get the weighted blanket from Mosaic. It will change the way you and your significant other sleep. Visit the link in the description for more information. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, we're doing something special. We have a person that's practicing gratitude consistently through Justin Sebastian's app, Gratitude 365. And he is actually on a 125-day streak within the journal. Like, he has been writing each and every day about what he's grateful for. And I think this is amazing. Like, I really admire the consistency, and I'm really curious to find out how it feels after so many days of consistently writing in the gratitude journal. So, Nels, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
So, my first question to you is, how did you manage to keep up this habit?
Well, It's a bit of a long story, but I'll make it as short as I can. Previously, 25, 30 years ago, I had a problem with alcohol, and I went to AA and to treatment and all of that, and I had a 26-year streak of sobriety, and then I decided to go out and test the theory that I had, in fact, cured myself of alcoholism, and the answer was, of course, no. So I came back to treatment and to my AA program and so forth, and I analyzed what I thought my weaknesses were the first time around that had, in fact, led to my relapse. And among those was the fact that I had been pretty poor in my efforts around gratitude, mm-hmm. that it had been sporadic at best. I did written lists, but I certainly didn't do them daily. And we've got a car going by.
Yeah, no problem.
But he will be gone here in a moment. So at any rate, one of the weaknesses of my first effort was that my spiritual condition had eroded partially because I had not been consistent in gratitude. So I decided this time around that I was going to fix the deficiencies that I had identified the first time out, and gratitude was one of them. And I tried doing written lists, and I couldn't. I could, but I didn't. I didn't do it consistently. So I started looking around for some support and assistance, and I discovered 365 Days of Gratitude. And I downloaded the app, and at first I was very angry, or not angry, but upset every time the reminder went off at 8 o'clock at night, which is what I had it set for. It basically pestered me until I actually got on and did my gratitude list. Within 2 weeks, I wasn't upset or annoyed by that anymore. I was, in fact, looking forward to it, and most of the time I got there early and was able to turn the alarm off, and the rest is kind of history. I just kept doing it because I was getting results, and those results were that I was experiencing a level of peace and calmness and serenity that was one of the things that I was really looking for at this point in my life.
Amazing, amazing. So basically, the fact that you got the reminder at 8 o'clock each day, that was insistent enough to get you started, actually got you to continue and to look forward to that. I love the fact that you've managed to keep that habit. And from my own experience, I know that we have highs and lows, and it's not really easy to keep a habit even for 30 days. I'm thinking about how hard it can be from some points of view to keep it for 125 days. So what did you do, and how did you keep it going?
Well, certainly like everyone else in the world, I have high days and low days, ups and downs, things going well, things going not so well. And when the things are going not so well and I'm feeling a little low, what I try to do is I try to concentrate on the small things that are in front of me, be mindful rather than sort of be just traipsing through my day. So I'm looking around, I'm looking for things of beauty in nature, beauty in people. Contact with my friends is exceptionally important. And one of the nice parts about the app is that not only do I have my friends that I visit in person here in Montana in the USA, but I have friends from all over the world that I visit every day on a 365 app. And that, in fact, is one of the things that keeps me coming back, is just to see how someone else is doing, somebody that I'm following, somebody that I've gained a relationship with, see how they're doing today. They care about how I'm doing today. They're encouraging, I'm encouraging, and together we all get through it. And then I have to celebrate even minor events sometimes. Sometimes just getting out of bed is good enough for the day, you know? Yeah. So that's basically how I get through the low points.
Oh, this is wonderful. It's such a good perspective, and it gives us some ideas on what we can have on our gratitude journal. Even if we are going through low times, the fact that we have the people that we have around us, and also, like you said, like in really low times, the fact that you got out of bed can actually keep the momentum going, and you can reap much better results once you keep the momentum going. But I'm also curious if you want to share with us, what words of wisdom regarding gratitude do you enjoy and live your life by?
Georgian, I'm sorry, but the question broke up just a little bit. What is my, excuse me, did you say wisdom?
Yeah, what? Basically, what's your favorite quote on gratitude?
Oh, well, that's easy. I have several. And one of the things that I really like about the app is that every day you could have a new favorite quote, because somebody is out there searching and posting and has a beautiful photo with a beautiful quote on it. But sort of my go-to quotes, I have four, basically, the first of which is kind of the overall perspective on gratitude. And that is by Melody Beattie, and I'm sure that most of your audience has heard it, but I will read it so I get it right. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. I find that quote to be so all-encompassing and so hopeful relative to the fact that gratitude can keep me focused in today, but give me some hope without causing me to live in tomorrow. So that's been a very important quote. That's one that hangs on my wall.
This is wonderful. I love the way you read it and the way you live it. Like, I can really feel that you understand it, you get the meaning, and you actually experience it. And you can tell that even through the voice. And I think this is really, really powerful. And I'm hoping that our listeners have felt that too.
Well, thank you. And there are a couple of other quotes. I'm going to save one of them for the end, but here's one also that's been very important. And this is by Mother Teresa. And it says, "The best way to show my gratitude is to accept everything, even my problems, with joy." So it really gets to the heart of the fact that each challenge that we're faced with, each problem, each incident, whatever is happening in our lives, is an opportunity to be grateful, because it is one of life's lessons. It's something that is in front of us so that we can learn. And hopefully, if it's something that is negative, we can learn how to avoid it next time, or how to make it better next time, or how to handle it better next time. So that's an important quote to me. I shared that quote with a dear friend who happens to be in my AA home group. And she thought about it for a moment, and she said, "Well, I think I can simplify that." And I said, "Oh, and how might that be?" And she said, "Greet it with gratitude." So whatever you're facing, whether it be something joyous, something great, something frivolous, something challenging, something awful, greet it with gratitude, because there is a reason why it's in front of you. That reason may not be apparent right now, but if there is a lesson to be learned, it will be one that you can apply later in your journey.
Exactly. I love this, because it has been my experience as well. And it's one of the reasons why I'm doing the podcast, because if things are hard, gratitude is really, really helpful in giving us perspective and helping us get out of them. And when things are good, it helps us see them and enjoy them even more. And I think that this quote is really beautiful, and it really sums up the power of gratitude. But if you could go back in time, like to when you were 16, what would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
Well, it's funny you should ask, Georgian, because I recently wrote a letter to my 16-year-old self. So at the risk of sounding like I'm reading it, because I'm going to, I'd like to make sure that I hit it correctly. So this is to my 16-year-old self, and it says, "Dear Nels, you will be presented with many opportunities in your life, long-term marital relationships, lifelong friendships, a strong bond with animals and nature, professional success on three different career tracks, international recovery, recovery from a fatal disease, not once, but twice, improving the care of those who are suddenly ill or injured, not only by your own volunteer efforts as an EMT on an ambulance service, but by providing essential training to first responders throughout the nation and, in fact, around the world. Treasure each one of those events and be grateful. You'll face significant challenges early and often throughout your life. There will be physical injury, emotional pain, leading even to thoughts of suicide. The spirituality that you will gain early in life in the wilderness and your time that you spend there will be substantially eroded as life unfolds. Gratitude will be the major key to the rejuvenation of that spirituality. Remember that each of the challenges that you face serves as a lesson. Recognize it as such and be grateful for it. As you mature, you will find that accolades, recognition, and money, which may be seen as a success by the majority, do not equate to your happiness. Being of service to others encourages you to step out of your own selfishness and self-centeredness and even your fears. Be grateful for that understanding. Gratitude will be essential in attaining your desire to be peaceful and serene. Learn to be grateful and to express that gratitude early in life. Practice it the best you can on any given day, ever striving to make it stronger and more integral in your life. You'll grow up in an era of television shows, one of them being Star Trek. In that series, there is an actor, a character named Spock. He has pointy ears and he's from another planet, but he is the wise one on the show. And every time he leaves someone that he has met or has known for a long time, his response is live long and prosper. I wish that same for you, my younger self. In order to achieve that wish, instill gratitude into your life at every opportunity. With great affection and gratitude, your much older self, love, peace, and serenity to you, Nels.
Amazing. I love every word and the way you read it and everything. I really appreciate that you shared this with us, and I'm hoping that many are touched by your letter, and for sure you have one person that has been touched already by your letter. So thank you so much for that.
Well, there's actually two at least then, because I was very touched by it as well.
That's wonderful. So I also wanted to ask you, how did you find gratitude? Like, did you have some experiences that led you to gratitude, like some meaningful experiences that made you into an even more grateful person, if you were already?
Yes, absolutely. There have been many along the trail. I am mature, let's say. I'm in certainly the last quarter of my life, and so I've had a long and very eventful life. Most of it very, very positive, some of it challenging. Oh, there's one of the dogs going to greet us. Early in life, I was 17 at the time. I was engaged or involved in a mountain climbing accident, and that involved a large rock, about 300 or 400 pounds, rolling down the mountain and striking me. And it rolled around my body, and I had put out my arm to break my fall, and it crushed my hand. And so at 17 years old, I had to face the fact that my body was not going to be perfect anymore, which was a big deal to me at the time. And that I had to realize that had the rock bounced left instead of right, I would have been dead. And that certainly is enough to get your attention to make you grateful. Hey, no barking, dogs.
Yeah.
So at any rate, more recently, on Memorial Day of this year, which is towards the end of May for those of you in other countries, I was driving out to actually a potluck dinner where everybody brings something and sits around and chats and has a good time. And it was sponsored by the AA group that I'm involved in. So it was a sober event. And I was driving, it was about 20 miles out of town, up a little hill, actually a big hill. And as I was driving, a car in front of me got into trouble. And I had a choice to either hit the car or to try to swerve around it and we were going 65 or 70 miles an hour. You can kind of cut that in half to know the kilometers. Mm-hmm. And I swerved around it, and unfortunately, there wasn't quite enough highway left, and I went into the ditch, and I rolled my car. I rolled it onto the driver's side. It didn't go all the way over. But as I was rolling and the car was sliding forward, and you could see the driver's side window glass break and hear the crunching of metal, and just kind of made you wonder if you were going to survive that incident. And obviously it all occurred within nanoseconds. Mm-hmm. But I came out of that with a renewed sense of gratitude as well for having survived it.
Wow. It's amazing how our perspective of these situations can change the way we continue to live life, because for some people, they might have thought that this was, I don't know, something unfair that happened to them, but the fact that you chose to be grateful for the fact that you are alive and to choose to see this, this is really powerful, and it's a great attitude to have, and it's the kind of attitude that we can apply in different situations in our life as well, like in smaller ones when we think about how hard something can be. We, instead of thinking that it's unfair, we can be grateful that, I don't know, it passed or something like this.
Sure. Yeah, for instance, obviously, back in school, I was faced with med examinations, and this is something everybody can relate to. And sometimes I would do well on those exams, sometimes not so well. But I was grateful because it gave me the study habit. It allowed me to learn how to prepare for life's pending events, such as preparing for this podcast. I didn't come on here without giving some thought to gratitude and how it impacts my life.
I really, really appreciate the fact that you gave it so much of your time and your energy into preparing this. It's really an honor, and I'm really happy that you chose to do this. But I also wanted to ask you, what do you do beside the actual writing in the journal consistently to be grateful?
Well, I think one of the most important things, and I touched on it a bit earlier, is I don't know what you need to do. I really need to be mindful. And that is, rather than just sort of meandering through my day, I need to be looking and identifying and appreciating the things that I'm grateful for. I do my gratitude journal just before I go to bed because I want to know what I have experienced during the day that will allow me to write it and share it with the community on 365. And so often I have it framed by the time I actually sit down and start pushing the little tiny keyboard on my phone to make it happen. So I think being mindful, being aware of the gifts that are presented to you on a daily basis, sometimes on a second-by-second basis, is incredibly important. And then I think that having a format like this 365 app really, really helps, because you're getting feedback. You're getting feedback from your colleagues and any of us that have studied behavioral science know that the best way to keep a habit going is to make sure that you're getting reinforced for it. And clearly, if you're participating in the community function, you don't have to participate in it. You can keep it all to yourself. But if you're participating in the community forum, you're getting that structured and consistent positive reinforcement, and that helps keep it going. The most important thing from my perspective is to keep Nike Shoe Company's slogan foremost in your mind, and that is, just do it. And do it instantly.
What a wonderful message. What a wonderful message. Yeah, I totally agree. And once you start doing it, you will gain momentum. And one of the things that I've seen in my experience as well, like when you're writing in the gratitude journal, your mind, your brain looks for other things that it can write down during the day. And that's very powerful because it makes us feel good because we're looking for the positives, the things that we appreciate about life.
Yes, it turns your whole entire perspective around. I mean, I can certainly trudge through the day feeling like I'm being picked on and feeling negative, or I can turn it around and see those same challenges as opportunities. And the nice part about it is once you start looking at life with that positive pair of glasses on, you A, see more positive things occurring around you, and B, it actually attracts more positivity. It's not like a magnet. Basically, positive attracts positive. And you're getting, again, reinforced for your attitude and your behaviors.
This is beautiful. Just beautiful. So in the end of our time together, do you want to mention a few people in your life that you're grateful for?
Oh, that's an unfair question because there are too many.
No.
I dare not do that because of the fear of omitting someone very important to my efforts. But I will say that they are divided kind of in three groups. One of them, and one of the most important of those groups, is the community on the app itself. Because I have grown to be friends with people in India, with people in Ireland, with people in Australia, and obviously people in my home country, the United States. And that is really, again, very reinforcing, and it really encourages you, meaning me, and it allows me also to encourage others. So I'm reaching out and helping others simultaneously. The other group is my home group, home group being part of the AA, Alcoholics Anonymous structure. And it is an incredibly positive group. And we discuss gratitude very, very frequently in that group. And I have come to rely very heavily on some of those people. I reach out and try to make contact daily with about a dozen of those folks just to see how they're doing, just to let them know how I'm doing, and just to be in touch, just to like holding their hand or them holding mine. And then there, of course, there's a group that's not affiliated with either of those two, and it's just kind of the folks that you meet on a day-to-day basis as you're walking through life. I hope that the people that I didn't mention, because I'm afraid of missing someone, know who they are, because I really do try to express my gratitude for them in my life as frequently and as directly as I possibly can, so that they can recognize the importance in my life. And so for those of you on the 365 community and my home AA community and those of you outside of either of those groups that have touched my life, I'm very grateful. I would like to acknowledge Sebastian as the developer and active user of the app, 365 Days of Gratitude. His product has certainly enriched my spiritual life beyond measure, and I'm sure it's had a similar impact on many, many others. So I am grateful for him, and I can obviously mention him without leaving anyone else out.
I love it. Like, I feel that you're really living in gratitude, and I'm really happy that we got to do this. And I'm hoping that this, your story and how open you are and how wise you are, I might add, is going to be an inspiration for our listeners. Thank you so much for being on the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, and I am grateful for the opportunity.
But before we go, I want to tell you why I chose Mosaic Weighted Blankets as a sponsor. living a happy life has a lot to do with being well rested. And Laura, the CEO of Mosaic Weighted Blankets, has solutions for each age group and the best reviews out there. Just check them out. You can find them at bit.ly/mosaicweighted, or you can click on the link in the description. Again, thank you so much for choosing to spend this time with me, and I really hope it was time you enjoyed spending. Best wishes, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.